Now it's time for Half Hour to Health on 107.7 The Pulse and 107.3 WEMJ.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a move of the wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and this morning we're joined by Dr. Barry Taylor. He's a Massachusetts-based naturopath and author of the Love Your Body book, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Steph.
Thanks for being here with us this morning. I'm excited because we are talking about the immune system.
We are.
And it's wintertime, and who needs immune system advice more than New Englanders?
Yeah, you think?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's so much more to the immune system than we really, I think, give ourselves time to think about or understand.
Like, mm-hmm.
Our body is brilliantly made, and it's made to know how to fight things off and to keep us well, and health is the natural state of the body.
Right.
But sometimes something comes our way, whether it be bacteria or viral, or even a different agent, that causes us to have symptoms of illness. And symptoms are oftentimes the cure of that cold or flu.
Mm-hmm.
So fever can be good. A cough can actually be good. A runny nose can be good. But so often we feel like we're suffering with the illness rather than embracing the brilliance of our body getting itself well.
Yeah. Sounds like you've got some new age context.
Well, you are here as a naturopathic doctor to give us some advice on ways to boost our immune system for all of our listeners here on Half Hour to Health.
So I am.
Let's get started.
Okay. Well, a couple of things. First, I remember my mentor, Dr. Jeff Bland. He was chief advisor to NASA in nutrition, chief advisor of the U.S. Olympic team, ran Linus Pauling's lab. I remember the early 80s, he invited me down to New York City. He was giving a talk to a medical academy. And he proposed the idea that the immune system is intimately related to the nervous system, like the front and the back of the hand. They can't be separated. Well, the first thing to share with people is, you know how you and I talk about, and there's a lot of understanding in our culture about things being stress-related. So there's a lot different than some herbs that we'll get to in this conversation, in this show, and some vitamins that we should get to, and some minerals that we might get to help build the immune system. And what does that mean? I also want to make sure that we tap into, for the listeners, the relationship between the immune system and the digestive system. So that's a lot to cover in a half hour, but you and I can do it. So what is the immune system? You know, it's this collection of different organs like the spleen and lymph nodes in your body. And just think of like your body has got this inherent ability to protect itself from outside influences or inside influences. You can have like an autoimmune where your body has trouble interpreting things that belong inside its body, but it thinks it's being attacked. That's what an autoimmune concern is. And when you talk about viruses and bacterial, when I was listening to you a few moments ago, we are more bacterial than we are human. That's an interesting conversation for another show. So we got a lot of bacterial cells in our body, but strep lives normally in our body in different places. So when you've got a viral, which as far as we know, viruses never live in your body. Parasites, as far as we know, never live, supposed to live in an ideal body. Bacteria, different. So bacteria like strep or staph or gonorrhea, or there's viral pneumonia, there's bacterial pneumonia. Those infectious agents are never supposed to. So we talk about susceptibility. What is it that allows the immune system to be not as strong as it might? So let's do some quickies. So people might be zinc deficient. Where do you get zinc? You get zinc in ginger. You get it in oysters. You got to know a lot of 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds that are eating a lot of ginger or oysters. Probably not. But a lot of 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds might be eating a lot of sugar. Uh-oh. And sugar robs the body of zinc. You can see it by white spots on the fingernails. Do you have any white spots on your fingernails, Dr. Steph? Amazingly not.
No.
Yeah, but you can look at docs who are nutritionally minded might look at white spots on the fingernails as an example. People with allergies might have low levels of zinc. People with chronic infections might have low levels of zinc, which can be partially because it's difficult to get zinc. Zinc's high in pumpkin seeds. But again, how many kids, how many 10, 12, 15, 20-year-olds eat pumpkin seeds? Might be a lot of healthy adults that don't eat pumpkin seeds. So zinc is a mineral that's very key, very critical to a healthy immune system, robbed by sugar. That's an important mineral. Vitamin A, which can be toxic in high amounts, extremely uncommon, but every listener should know. Beta carotene, which is a precursor for vitamin A, and we get that in carrots and squash, and dark green leafy vegetables have direct vitamin A and chlorophyll-rich foods. But, you know, I still have a lot of people eating bib lettuce and, you know, romaine and certain kind of lettuces where there's probably more water and cellulose in it than the A in kale or chard or spinach. So vitamin A, which can be used up a lot. How do you use vitamin A? Use vitamin A under stressful conditions because A, B, and C are critical to immune health. And you can use up a lot of vitamin A or not be getting enough ingested. So you got zinc and vitamin A as partners that somebody might not have what are called classic pathological MD vitamin A deficiencies, but somebody could have vitamin A low levels, rarely tested if you go into your MD, could be one of the factors. People with allergies, often extremely low in zinc and vitamin A. People with eczema, extremely low in A and zinc. Vitamin C, as in Charlie. You know, we're not running into people who have scurvy, but people who have bruising easily, gums bleeding easily, lots of allergies, lots of infections. You know, if you wear a sock or a bra or a piece of underwear that makes an indentation, you know, on your calf or in your back, you could say, well, I think my sock is too tight. You could say your underwear or bra is too tight. But from a naturopathic point of view, somebody could say that indentation in your skin is an example of not enough vitamin C. Interesting, huh? So Linus Pauling, you know, this guy who was flying 250,000 miles a year in his mid-90s, Nobel Prize winner, so he's not some slouch, Nobel Prize winner. He said that most people need incredible amounts more vitamin C than the RDAs. Used to be 100, used to be 50 milligrams, then they went to 100. I think the RDA now is about 500 milligrams. RDAs were originally based on rat studies. So when people say, oh, I get vitamin C in my orange juice, no, you don't. Vitamin C is heat sensitive. Pasteurized Tropicana orange juice, sorry, I don't mean to diss Tropicana in particular, but you can't pasteurize an orange or citric acid and think it's a rich source of vitamin C because the vitamin C is heat sensitive. And in any case, you might need way more than the 30 or 40 milligrams, 100 milligrams in one organic orange is 100 milligrams. But you might not be getting close to that in a glass of pasteurized concentrate compared to fresh squeezed orange juice. So the immune system has a lot to do with nutrients, one. It also has to do with burnt out, overwhelmed nervous systems. And there's unbelievable amounts, this is in the last 5, 10 plus or minus years, incredible amounts of immune cells that line the digestive tract. So there's a whole world of people who may not think they have chronic loose stools. They may not think they've got chronic constipation. And their digestive system is unbelievably compromised. What they move their bowels today is what they ate 3-4 days ago. Their transit time is unbelievably sluggish. And they've been holding things in their gut, in their colon, for way too long. So immune compromise for people like me have a lot to do with the nervous system and have a lot to do with digestion and have a lot to do with nutrient insufficiencies that are not technically deficiencies. Instead of the word deficiency, like vitamin C as an example, people don't have scurvy. But they might, when you look at their intake and what the balls that they've got in the air, the way they conduct their life, the demands that they're dealing with, they don't have the sufficient amount of vitamin C for their immune system to deal with an environment that's pretty polluted.
Mm-hmm. So if you're just tuning in, we're here with Dr. Barry Taylor. He's a naturopath from Massachusetts. If you'd like more information on his practice, you can go to www.drbarrytaylor.com. The show today is sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. Give us a call at 575-9080. That's 575-9080, or on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. We've got to take a break, but we will be right back here on Half Hour to Health. We're talking about the immune system with Dr. Barry Taylor. Stay tuned.